In the name of the one true and living God, amen. In today's gospel, Mark tells us that after going toe-to-toe with religious leaders and doing so much for others, Jesus needed to get away. There would be no staycation. He simply needed to get away. So he set out for the region of Tyre for a little rest and relaxation, and in hopes that he could do so incognito. But that was not to be the case, for even there, a woman recognized him and knelt at his feet, begging and pleading with him to drive a demon out of her daughter. She was not the first or the last to plead for help, but there are a few important things to note about this scene. According to the custom of the day, women had no bearing as they were treated low on the rung. No woman had business speaking to a Jewish man she did not know, and especially a rabbi. And if those weren't enough, the woman was an outsider, a Gentile of Phoenician and Syrian heritage. Yet for her, none of this mattered. She was like any other mother who wanted healing for her child. Now, it is also interesting that in the Gospels, Jesus always seemed to say the right thing. If he happened to teach or say something that individuals or crowds or even his disciples didn't understand, he would further explain without hesitation. He never seemed to avoid interactions or conversations, and he always seemed to do the inviting, always willing to help those who needed him. We saw this earlier in Mark's gospel, when a leper approached Jesus for healing, saying, "If you choose Jesus, you can help heal me." And Jesus quickly said to the man, "I do choose, be healed." And later, when he saw a man with a withered hand, Jesus said to him, "Come forward," and he healed him. But today is different. When the Syrophoenician woman approached Jesus, we expect the kind and gentle Jesus to say, "Mother, I have heard your story and I will save your daughter. Go home and find her well." Instead, it is as if he does not want to hear her plea. He responds to her saying, "Let the children be fed first. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Wow. Jesus' reply wasn't the least bit pastoral or even hopeful for this woman who came to him seeking healing for her child. Jesus, it seems, was downright rude. Some commentators try to explain that Jesus was exhausted. After all, he was not only divine, but also human. They also say that Jesus' reply was simply a refusal. And not only was he refusing her, but anyone who was like her. That his ministry, his gift of healing, was only for a certain people, the children of Israel. And then maybe, if there was anything left over, he would dole out his blessing to outsiders. But even then, that was not always true, because we know that Jesus reached out to tax collectors and to so many who were considered outsiders. Whatever reason Jesus had for his response, there is much to admire about the woman's tenacity. And she did not back down out of love for her daughter. She stood up to Jesus and said, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Though others may have seen her unworthiness, she was worthy. Worthy even if it were only for crumbs. Jesus heard her, and the woman's daughter was healed from her demon. Not only were the woman's words heard, but they opened Jesus' understanding of who he was and what his mission was to be. His mission was not meant just for the children of Israel. At the heart of his ministry, Jesus was to remind others of God's love for the world, that God shows no partiality, that there is no division, that everyone is a beloved child of God, worthy of God's mercy and compassion. Jesus' work is not yet over after he left the woman, as they, whoever they were, brought him a man who had a speech impediment due to his hearing or lack of. And we read how Jesus was changed because of his encounter with the unnamed mother. Instead of turning the man away, who, by the way, would have been considered not whole and an outsider, Jesus took him aside, put his fingers into the man's ears, and touched the man's tongue, and healed him, saying, "Ephphatha, be opened." The gospel reminds us of situations that we see and perhaps make all too often, even today. That of making distinctions, the haves and the have-nots, of turning a blind eye or closing our ears and perhaps our hearts because they are not like us, of judging and deciding who is worthy and who is not, of choosing those who should be accepted and those who should be shunned. "Well, this is my neighborhood and you do not belong. This is my park and you have no business being here. You are one of us, so you get the bank loan, better schooling, better jobs, the promotion, a decent living wage. You get decent places to shop, and you don't have to drive a country mile." Oh, we've heard this. We know this. It happens right here in this city of St. Louis. Folks who get and those who don't. Those who are ignored in so many ways. Examples like these and more happen each and every day to somebody. And I will bet that at some point in all our lives, we have been that woman, ignored, bullied, talked down to, and made to feel less than because of race, ethnicity, class, age, religion, sexuality, and yes, size, It happens everywhere, in every facet of life, including the church. Sisters and brothers, we must ask ourselves, what holds us back from showing each other mutual respect, dignity, forgiveness, and compassion? What keeps us from giving everybody the same opportunities? What holds us back from showing others the love of God? Is it selfishness, privilege, ego, learned biases, jealousy, indifference, ignorance, fear? I don't know. But a powerful dialogue happened in the region of Tyre that day that opened up even the mind and heart of the one sent by God into the world, reminding us that God's love and compassion have no boundaries and no limits, and that He, the Savior of the world, came not for a piece of the world, but for the entire world. Jesus, our brother and Savior, taught us the way of love, how to serve, how to accept others, how to be in relationship with each other, how to forgive when we are wounded, to see every person, even creation, as deserving respect and care, how to love as God loves us. That is how we who follow Him must live our lives. Ephatha, be open, Jesus says to all of us. May we hear His voice and this gospel calling us to open our minds, our eyes, and our hearts, and to speak this message with our lives. Saints, let us avail our very selves to God's way of kingdom living, to God's way of love, so that we may fill the gaps that divide us one from the other. Our world is in desperate need of healing, y'all, because when it is all said and done, when it is all said and done, God loves us all, no exceptions. Amen.